Begin the Quran Dav and set the Shimon Dav Chav Hey, begin on Omer Alv. Begin the Tez the Masla, but Tez begin with the Gemara. My love isn't a Togma, but isn't Shazach Lafayis. Who are we talking about that we left just with the trousers? That must be those who were merited for the lottery. Tez says, Tim, who said, this is a wonder. My Maisim Rav Nachman Hocho, what is Rav Nachman bring proof from this to his opinion that Mafisin Bechoil? Since, to the contrary, actually, Rav Sheshes could reject this and actually bring a proof to his opinion and that it's actually Mafisim HaKadosh, but Adrav, it's Feyesh Raya, Rav Sheshes Mekan, actually, it's a bigger Rav Sheshes from Mubi, the Gemara actually even continues to say. The Gemara says, Hachana Mistab, it's logical from the fact that they only left the trousers. Like the Gemara says, that obviously it is like Rav Sheshes, not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, it's Tzokhla Shnu, but Rav Nachman has to give a Dechi Karetz to say, oh, no, really, we put on the pants first, and then we take off the clothing. We only leave them with their pants already put on, because the mafis and mechol, and they have to put on the big dekodesh. But that's a teichik. So why would Nachman bring a raya from here? B'shem what you could say is, Mishim del ilmi no ayri b'zechem avoid, because actually, earlier, right before this in the Braisa, they were talking about those who win the rights for the avoida. Because the Tanya, the Braisa says, Rablazmi, Yaakovayim, he says, Amali, Raman Kevesh, who malagav mizbeach, the ones that bring the limbs from the to the ramp, they bring it from the ramp to the mizbeach. So it's told them who gets the rights. Then the words of the Brayis are Mustun lechazan, that they give them over to the attendants, which it sounds like it's going who we told before. Talking about those who were zachu in the fires. Ah, so then that sounds like Rav Nachman. That what are we doing? We're changing the clothing of the ones that were zachu in the fires, not like Rav Sheshes, who says the ones that didn't because they did it b'kodesh and taking off the clothing. So therefore, it does sound like Rav Nachman. And that's actually why when the Gemara shortly quotes Rav Sheshes, and he says, how do I know this is the Mefizim HaKadosh? What do you mean? How do you know it? Why don't you just bring the one that we just said? The Kama Iyu Gufi Hocha, the Mesabi, he himself says logical, like his opinion, this interpretation of the price. Why does he have to bring a different proof? Ella rather says, it's because Mahal like Lamashman, no, you cannot infer it like Rav Sheshes from this price. Because the Daika Kamar Kamar, because on the one hand, it sounds like Rav Nachman, because previously he was talking about those who did win the lottery, not like Rav Sheshes interpreting it's not. On the other hand, it's like Rav Sheshes also, as the Gemara says, so therefore, it's not a definitive proof, and that's why Rav Sheshes goes and brings his own different raya. And again, that's how we can understand why Rav Nachman initially brought it as his raya. Ketimnik says the Master begins with the Gemara, so, with the way they did the lottery, the one in charge would take off the hat of one of them, and that's where they started the counting. So it says, Mekan Kosh, the Perish Riva, from here, Zivagon Riva. Because the Perish, he explains, the Shalkoin Hedge, Kru Magbas. The hats of the Kohen Hedge was called Magbas, Lefisher Rochava, because it was wide. And the Shalkoin God, the Mitznefes, the Kohen God was called the Mitznefes, Shikataru, because it was narrow. And the reason was, Lefisher Hayutarach Lanech Tfilm, it says, he has to wear his Tfilm and his Tzitz. It's had to be a narrow hat. What I mean, here the wording is, Mitznefes Shalachem Ham. And we're talking about Kohen Hedge. I thought the Kohen Hedge didn't wear Mitznefes. And that's what it says, there's so much you can say, is Lashon Torah L'chud, Lashon Chum L'chud. It's not difficult. We've always told about regarding biblical terminology. Biblical terminology is the difference between Mitznefes and Mikbas. But here, regarding rabbinic terminology, that's okay. They interchange the word Mitznefes with Mikbas. And the reason is because, but however, the Lashon Torah, but regarding biblical terminology, Kari Lashon Kohen Gadol, Mitznefes B'chol Duchta, we find like Riva, that yeah, whenever we say Mitznefes, it's referring to that of the Kohen Gadol. V'chi Yehid Amin Perikam in the Gittin on the Vesayin Amin Alf, where the Pasuk is Hasar Mitznefes of Harma Atara. When you remove Mitznefes, oh, then we remove the crown, which is Bismach Mitznefes B'rish Kohen Gadol, only when the hat is being worn by the Kohen Gadol, which, because that's the term Mitznefes, then Yishnu La'ator B'rish Kolodim, then the crown is on every single person. The Chassan has his crowns. Nistalka Mitznefes B'rish Kohen Gadol, when you remove the Mitznefes of the head of the Kohen Gadol, Nistalka La'ator B'rish Kolodim, again, you see that Mitznefes is like the Rebot that refers to the Kohen Gadol. Here it's just regarding rabbinic terminology, so they use the word Mitznefes and not Mikbas. Ketanik says the Master, beginning the words of the Gemara, in Yeshiva Bazar. Now, how could you say that it would be Obachayil? How would the Mamuna be, how would the Zokin Bezdin be sitting over there, but in Yeshiva Bazar? So today's tema, it's a wonder. Because the Amun Perek Beis, the Zvach and the Gemara, the Zvach and the Tezayin Medav says, when the Gemara is trying to bring a source for the fact when the non-Kohen does the Avodah Mesamigdash, that his Avodah is going to be Mechalalas, from a Kalvo Chayim, which is a Ma Yoish of Sha'ichel, if the Kohen, who could eat Kachim when he's sitting. And even so, Im Avod Chil B'chulu, if he does the Avodah when he's sitting, it's Mechal Davodah, because he has to stand, Lamed L'Sharas, also non-Kohen that doesn't eat Kachim, for sure he's going to do the Avodah, for sure it's going to be Mechal. Now the problem is that wording over there, Ma Yoshev Shalichel, Vehechei Achel. How can you say that the Kohen sits and eats in Yeshiva Azara? But our Gemara already established it can't sit in the Azara. So Natsa says, "Bishlamad Yigitzei." Eicha b'kashrim kalim. We're talking about when he's eating kashrim kalim, hanecham b'chaleir, that he eating the whole Yerushalayim, not to Madazara, and that he could eat as he's eating the kashrim, even though when he's doing that void, he cannot sit and do that void. And we're saying because the rest would be mechul, for sure the zar would be mechal. Or Inami, another interpretation. Amir Ribra bar Avram. He says, "Avagav de Nishiv Bazar Lamalach Beis David." You're right. Although our Gemara established that there's no sitting in the courtyard only for the Davidic dynasty, for those kings. Hanamila Dvarim Delav Tzarech Avoyde. It's only for things that are not integral for the service. Avlachila Tzarech Avoyde. But regarding eating, it's Tzarech Avoyde. Techsev, like it says in the pasuk, "Va'ochel Oisim Hashakubim," that they're going to eat it. That through them is going to be an atonement, which is our Kanim Oichlam and Balmas Kapim. That they can't eat and the owners get atonement through their eating. So they actually Mishashari. Yeah, actually, they are permitted to go ahead and sit and eat the kachim and dazar. And conscious by doing the lottery, which it's not integral for the avodah itself, it's actually only a takana. Yeah, for sure that you wouldn't be able to go ahead and sit, as our Gemara is saying, in the azar during the lottery. And this also makes sense now. What the Gemara asks in Tzavachim Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, when they're sanctifying their hands and the feet from the water basin, the parach, the Gemara asks, "Valesa Mesif, well, why don't you just sit as you're washing? Why do you have to go in such a contorted way of washing your hands and your feet?" The problem is, well, it's a nazar. How could you say nazar? Says Taisis, "Oh, because avagav the bazar have, although it's a nazar, it's tzarech avoid the shari. But when it's a necessity for the avoid, which Kiddush Dan Gulaim is, then shari can be permitted. Aval pious, the halchal, the chashar tzarech avoid. But here regarding the lottery, it's not considered integral for the service itself, because the efshar b'lo pious, you can do the avoid without a lottery. And that's why our Gemara is saying there's no yeshiva bazar, although regarding the chilis kachim, there is yeshiva bazar. Another purchase taste is what you could say is the reason why you're allowed to sit and eat kachim in Nazara, because the bechil is kachim ksibu lamashcha. Granted, the eating of the kachim, which kachim, you have to be Nazara, it says lamashcha, which means to be anointed, which means legadul of a greatness. Like the kings, which are anointed people, the way they eat, that's sitting. So the Torah is telling you to sit. In contrast, I will ain't the tarts, but it says, don't answer the mutal lechem yushav, that when we're saying over there that you're allowed to eat the kachim sitting down, we're talking about that in the chambers which are built in the unconsecrated part, but they open up into the holy part, where then you can get the best of both. So it's like the azara for eating kachay kachim, which has to be nazara, because that Torah ripsach atzeres har, but the Torah includes many courtyards, which that is, like we said, if it's psuchas lekodesh, then it's going to have the halacha like the azara itself. Now, valeshim shamut, but in contrast, you're allowed to sit over there, because it's on that it's not considered like dazara. Let's chayvel imshem tuma to be liable. Let's say if you're in a state of tuma, could isa beisum come like the Moses says vavnav nivam and aleph. That in regard to that, it's not like a tummy person going to dazara. Oh, so maybe that's where you're gonna sit and eat the kachig kachim. And this place, no, you can't say that because the bishmait mashmin. It sounds like the lechem nami have a kazar asma that to sit. They were sitting in the lishkas agazes. Is also like dazar itself, and that is v'aslej, but they did not sit over this. Obviously, you can't give the answer to say, oh, when you're allowed to sit and eat is when you're in the l'shachas, because now so it sounds like clearly that even sitting over there is going to be forbidden. And therefore, you have to select one of the other answers that Taisa said to differentiate between the eating and regarding the payasas. So next is about to begin with the words of the Gemara, v'abi'in and basil kim na'ach b'ragish, but it can't be that the payas was being done b'choil. Because, like we said, the lottery has to be, we make all these four lotteries because in the house of God, as we have to go with excitement, so obviously it's in Beis Elokim and Azar. But this is to Tim, it's a wonder. Even to be in Pais B'Kodeshin, so you tell me you're proving that the lotteries have to be in the holy area of Beis Elokim. So, my Lohem Efais and Bazar Azma, so then why are you doing in a Lishka that opens up to B'Kodesh? Do it in the Azar proper itself, the Kodesh Trey, which is more sanctified, and you'll have Beis Elokim in the most ideal way. On that one, Rabbeinu Tam says, you're right, but kiven the noitel mitznafas ha-shalachem, and since we said that the way to do the ladder to remember where you started, you have to take off the hat of one of the ka'anim, genai ha-yalamed, but le mitznafas, bazar, it would be disgraceful to be there standing in the azar without a hat on. And therefore they couldn't do it in the azar itself. Over Rabbi Yitzchok bar Baruch, Pereshi explains, for a different reason. Like we said, that they were standing in like a brooch, in like a circle. The way necklaces around the neck. Now, if they would do the lottery in Nazara, someone's back would be to the Heichal Hashem, which would be inappropriate, and therefore in the chamber, in the room, which you don't see the back towards the Heichal, it's towards the wall, therefore that was a better place, even though it has the halacha like the Zara, than being in the Zara proper.